producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, the day after the Oscars. So, Jennifer, I was curious to know, Richie and I talked about this in the last hour.
Why do you have to embarrass me? I didn't watch the Oscars.
I didn't know you didn't watch the Oscars. Good for you.
I'm just teasing you. Huh. I didn't. I'm protesting. There were not enough black nominations.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
It was busy.
A whole bunch of drivel and foolishness and way too. Chris Rock was good.
Chris Rock was great
as it began, and then through the evening there were moments that were high and low. There was just too much discussion of the black circumstances and why, there aren't enough.
The whole show was about Oscar's so white.
Kind of got that vibe because when I finally got back into my home last night, I turned the TV on for a second and I saw Chris Rock standing in front of a movie theater in Compton talking to people about.
Yeah, that was actually not a bad bit. A lot of black people who didn't know anything about any of the movies that were up there.
But it was already so late in the show, I thought, why are they still doing this? Because I figured the opening was probably pretty intense.
Well, that was the point that I made. It was through the whole show, and there was some moments, there was an Angela Bassett bit that was actually pretty good.
It was fun.
It was good because it focused on 60 seconds of black, and it was about Jack Black.
That's very funny.
Yeah, no, it was good. She's very good. And then there were moments, the usual protests, you know, what the world is coming to.
Let's play the Chris Rock open for those like Jennifer who didn't get to hear it.
All right, go ahead, Richie.
I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job. So y'all be watching Neil Patrick Harris right now. This is the wildest, craziest Oscars to ever host, because we got all this controversy and no black nominees, and people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You know, how come it's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something? You know? I thought about quitting, but I realized they're gonna have the Oscars anyway. They're not gonna cancel the Oscars because I quit. But the big question: why this Oscar? It's the 88th Academy Awards, which means this whole no black nominees thing has happened at least 71 other times, okay? You gotta figure that it happened in the 50s, in the 60s, and black people did not protest. Why? Because we had real things to protest at the time. You know, it's too busy being raped and lynched to care about who won best cinematographer. When your grandmother's swinging from a tree, it's really hard to care about best documentary foreign short. What happened this year? People went mad. Spike got mad, and Sharpton got mad, and Jada went mad, and Will went mad. Everybody went mad. It's quite like Jada got mad. Jada says she's not coming. Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited.
And then he went on to take a shot at Will Smith. He goes, you know what the real crime here is? You're getting paid $20 million for Wild Wild West. But he was, he's so smart, that guy.
Oscar so white meat, Oscar so contrite, the Academy Awards best winning position. Oh, the other thing, Jennifer, see how I modified myself in the last hour? I was really on it. I was hot in the last hour, Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
The business about blacks, business about sexuality, and the business about the Catholic Church. There were three things that were on people's minds, it seems to me, not only during the Oscars, but leading up to it. And the two things that, and I forgot who said this, Richie, remind me, I think it was maybe Chris Rock. Why do we have a best actor and actress? Yeah. Why don't we have, instead of black this and women, just one person is the best actor?
Then the awards would only be 30 minutes.
Well, that's a long time.
The premise, though, was if you want to make sure that black actors are nominated, why not have a black actor category? Best black actor.
Yeah.
He said, because why do we have best female and best male? Mm-hmm. It's not like we're doing the long jump here. You know, he said, why is it? So if you want to make sure there's a black actor nominated every year, make a category for it.
Yep. Otherwise, let's have everything go together. And then my final comment on the things that were in the spotlight, if you'll pardon the pun, the movie spotlight won. I was concerned because Mad Max won a lot of those awards, and it was just an awful...
Mad Max won every award.
People love that movie. They loved it.
What does that say about people? That they like that stuff?
Did you see it?
I don't want to see it.
I watched it.
Did you give it a chance?
What? No, because that isn't the kind of movie that appeals to me. When I look at the trailer and see all those horrible creatures and all that killing and blowing things up.
Did you feel the same about The Revenant?
I didn't see The Revenant because I felt the same way about it. What I saw in the trailers turned me off. A lot of people get turned on by the trailers. Completely turned me off. I think the story, from what I understand, is a very good story about survival. But to see the blood and the guts and the mayhem, and I mean, you can tell those stories without having all that horrible violence. I think you can tell the stories as you can see around us a lot of good stories that are being told. This, for example, the best picture of the year was Spotlight. And what it does is it damns the leadership of the Catholic Church. It doesn't damn the Catholics. And the new Pope is doing as much as he can, I think, under the circumstances, because let's face it, the Catholic Church is a political organization. All religions are pretty much political organizations. And the fact that that thing got as much, there had to have been a lot of, got to be Catholics in the Academy, Jennifer, so there got to be a lot of Catholics who voted for that as the best picture. I feel that last night was a condemnation of the Catholic hierarchy, of the thinking that we have in this country about black and racial matters, and to a lesser extent, sex. Michael, who is a listener, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, writes on Twitter, it's obvious that many white people are still uncomfortable with confronting racism as a problem in this country and would prefer that those bringing it up would just go away. I think there's a lot of truth to that. As a matter of fact, this KKK rally in Los Angeles over the weekend, and what in the world, where did that even come from?
I don't know.
Why?
It seems like over the weekend the KKK has dominated a lot of the headlines with Trump. Between that, David Duke and
and by the way,
rally.
The fact that Donald Trump doesn't just say, I know what the KKK is, I got no use for him, I don't care, this guy can endorse me, I don't have to like it, but I'm not, I mean, he just so waffled on the KKK, made him look bad, I think. Richie, seemed
like I think it was a cop out. Yeah, he said, I don't know who David Duke is.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
Well,
you know,
he just
let me go.
Talked about him on Friday. Don't you think that was Don't you think that was kind of like a, you know, blank you to the guy going KKK? What's that? Like, I don't acknowledge that anymore.
Well, I suppose you could take it that way. Yeah, I suppose.
I mean,
you
that's kind of
way.
How I understood it. Is like I don't acknowledge that.
But Jake Tapper asked him 3 or 4 times to do say something about the KKK, and he didn't, which was bad. It didn't come.
You know, everybody knows who the KKK is. Come on now. He may not know David Duke, and he may not know enough about him to talk about him.
Yeah.
But everybody knows who the KKK is.
No,
and
I
he
know,
could
I
have
know
turned
he
it to his advantage.
Yes.
He could have said, you know what? I'm the only guy talking about immigration, and obviously that's these people's one issue.
Yep.
And if they agree with me, I can't do anything about that.
I think he should have handled it like that, but I just took it a different way because he just spoke about the KKK this past Friday. So to be asked about it, I thought it was something like he just mentioned it in a speech. But I thought it was more or less something like, well, I'm not acknowledging them anymore because they're that bad. To me, they don't exist. That was sort of how I took it. But,
didn't come across
obviously, if people took it in different ways, it was the wrong answer to the question.
Uh-huh. Well, no. It was a really bad. He really looked bad. Sounds bad. Doesn't come across well at all. Guy's not perfect, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to make a statement about something like that, which nobody in their right mind supports, and he didn't do it. So he looks bad in this circumstance anyway. 16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Chamonix for a number of years now, but do you know how the story of Chamonix began? Lady came into a pharmacist named George, wanted to have a natural preservative, preservative-free wrinkle cream. And George says, well, we don't really have anything like that. But he said, you know what, I'll mix you up something. I'll find a formula, and because I can do that in my pharmacy, I'll compound something for you. A week or so later, there was a waiting list for what that lady called George's Cream, and the company Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had with that small pharmacy, the small drugstore. These products are infused with antioxidants. They use no pharmaceutical preservatives. They use no petroleum byproducts. Every single thing about these products is all natural. Best of all, this product is something that this lady has kept using. And as it turns out, that the lady in question married George, and now she's Mrs. George. And she may answer the phone when you call 800-543-9262 and order the product that she started. She asked for it. She got it. Now all you have to do is call 800-543-9262 and you will get rid of the bags and the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And there are other products. When you talk to the folks at 800-543-9262, you can ask them about things like the dark circle treatment. You can get rid of the dark circles under your eyes as well. It's all there for you, and the results are guaranteed. 800-543-9262.
I got you all choked up.
I had a pear before we went on this, and it's still...
Fruit is going to kill you one day. Fruit and nuts.
Fruit and nuts. Good for you. All right. One more time. 800.
Did you swallow the whole pear?
543-9262.
800-543-9262.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
I was disappointed that Sylvester Stallone did not win for Best Supporting Actor.
Stop it to be nominated at all.
21 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We now work our way back to evening television and daytime television from last week. Some very interesting late night sessions. For example, on the Late Late Show, James Corden last week asked Dr. Phil for his professional opinion of Kanye West.
Everybody's talking right now about Kanye West and his tweets. And as a professional, what do you think's wrong?
Does it really take a professional?
Well, what do you think's wrong? What do you reckon? What's going on?
Well, come on. You can't be that wrong that many times in a row unless you're working at it.
What do you mean? You think he's trying to just cause up a stir?
For publicity?
Well, we're talking about it, aren't we? I mean, we are here talking about it.
I'm certainly guilty of that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it. I mean, he just gets up, says something, you know, and so here we are talking about it, so it's working.
I know, I saw the things about it. I was just like, go on Shark Tank. Just do that. Go on Shark Tank. Do you know what I mean? I'll go with it.
You know, everybody thinks stuff sometimes. You know, you'll think something that's like really stupid, but we're in a society now, we're in a generation now where everybody thinks you got to have an audience for everything. Listen, I don't need to know that you just brushed your teeth. And I don't need a picture of it. I don't need a film of it. But we're so narcissistic now, everybody's like doing selfies of themselves brushing their teeth. I don't care. But everybody has to post it up. So now everybody just have to post everything, like nobody cares. But now you say something incredibly stupid, it just goes wall to wall. They're reading it in China in 5 seconds, so it just goes all over the place. So you should be stupid and get away with it.
There you go.
You know, what I think is the coolest thing is when people do live TV and they actually laugh and cut themselves up. And listening to James Corden giggle asking Dr. Phil about Kanye is the best thing ever.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres joking about the Oscars and the diversity issue again.
The Oscars are on Sunday because the best way to end Black History Month is to have the whitest Oscars ever. It's just the truth. I'm just speaking. It's very excited. They've already rolled out the red carpet at the theater. Jennifer Lawrence has already tripped on it. Already.
I didn't find that funny.
She tripped 2 years in a row.
Ah, okay. Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question on her Friday program about whether to be upset that her daughter is getting married very quickly.
My daughter, she's going to get married tomorrow. And I'm a big fan of Say Yes to the Dress. She got my mom completely missed this moment with her. She didn't even give me time to lose weight, Wendy. So what should I do? Should I choke her? What do I
leave her alone. Do you like her husband-to-be?
Yes, I do.
And how long have they been dating?
3 years.
You've got plenty of time to celebrate with them. Don't worry about it. This is her date, not yours, Mom.
Aha! For those women who are worried about losing weight before their daughters get married, don't worry, you'll look fine. Here's Steve Harvey talking with an audience member about how her phobia against germs doesn't let her go work out.
I have a huge, huge case of germophobia, and that's why I purchased my own treadmill, but it recently broke, and I'm going on vacation, and I really want to lose a few pounds, but my OCD germophobia stops me from going to the public gym. It's just really nasty, full of sweaty bodies. What can I do to avoid this nastiness?
Don't worry about that. But they got that sanitizer all over the gyms now. They got wipes where you can wipe a machine down. You wipe down the machine, and you use it. Don't let that stop you now. You got to go. You know, your health is important.
Yeah.
Just stop being a germaphobe. There's germs everywhere. Somebody sat on that CFO you got here.
You know, there was a sort of a chuckle there, but we are way beyond being germaphobes. You know, all this spray. No wonder so many people are sick because their immune system doesn't have a chance to develop because they're not exposing themselves.
Antibiotics.
Oh, right. Ridiculous. Stuff. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's why we have so many people who are sick of all ages. Food for thought on Good Day. It's time for Dr. Chambers at 28 after the hour.
In the news, how much weight loss is enough? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patients often say to me, I'm 20, 40, 60 or more pounds overweight. I'll never get it off. I'm not going to be the weight I was in senior high. Not going to happen. With that fatalistic approach, they sit back and just, well, pack on more pounds. The question is, how many pounds do you need to shed before you see health benefits? Here's the thing. A new study out shows, without a shadow of a doubt, losing only 5% of your body weight means big health benefits, as in less heart attacks and less chance of becoming diabetic. DCOC advice, nowhere is it written that as you age, you're destined to pack on the pounds at the expense of your health. So if you're 200 pounds, 5% is only 10 pounds. If you're 300, that's 15 pounds. You can do that. I know you can. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The hour. Christmas is coming, Jen. 33 past 27.
That's a long time.
All right. So Jennifer and Richie and Doug are here. The poll over the weekend, top 10 talk topics of the week, which one was the most important to you? At the number one spot, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, was the presidential race. Our listeners did not agree with that. They said the Apple story with the FBI and privacy, 18% of you said that was number one for you. Number two was the presidential race. Number three, the Oscars boycott, 14% of you thought that was important. And so there are the top three items of interest. Jennifer, which one did you pick out as being the most important?
Oh, you know, I'm kind of a presidential race nerd, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. Rich and I were just talking off the air, Dougie. The Apple issue is so different. I host a local show in San Bernardino, California, where that's where the terrorist attacks happened in December, where all of this is stemming from now, this conversation. And I hosted a live event on Thursday night to watch the debate and kind of talk about people's hot button issues and all that sort of thing. And the crowd is so on the side of the FBI in San Bernardino. And now, nationally, all the polls suggest most people are on the side of Apple, even in Los Angeles, which is up the road just a bit. People are on the side of Apple.
I'm on the side of Apple.
In the crowd, though, because, and this is where it happened, people are very passionately on the side of the FBI in San Bernardino.
Yeah. Well,
they want answers, you know, and I can't blame them.
Don't blame them at all.
I actually had one woman stand up and she said, you know, this is so silly and so out of hand. This has become basically all the FBI wants is for Apple to take off the implosion part of the phone, which is after 10 tries of getting into a phone, yeah. Apple shuts the phone down. She said all they want to have them do is just remove that so that their code crackers
can... That's what the FBI says. That's their PR. But
that's what the FBI is
saying. That's not what Apple says they want.
Right. But that's what this woman is convinced. She said there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah,
and
there is. That is always the case with something like
and
this.
And to be truthful, Apple's riding a wave of great publicity from all of this because they look like they are going to go to the mat to protect you from a privacy standpoint.
Well, that's I'm just reading the article here about Apple expected to release the new iPhone and iPad next month, one day before they go
to court
meet with the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Right. There you go.
Now, see, I don't know if the operating system is going to be upgraded, which it is with the new release of the iPhone. Why wouldn't they just give them the code now? If the system's going to be upgraded, it won't do anybody any good if it's different
than
today.
They just upgraded to this OS that has the backdoor that they can't. Because before, on a couple of OSs ago, operating systems ago, they could have been able to break into it. Now, when they upgraded the OS... like two times ago, they could not. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're probably carrying that same security feature forward.
888-302-3684. Email the Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The beauty website that mistook Whoopi for Oprah. Who in the world? Total Beauty. What do we know about that company?
This was so funny. I was, you know, like I said, I was kind of out and about doing some things yesterday. And I get a text message from a friend of mine who really watches social media. And he sends me this link to our local Fox affiliate here who has tweeted out something from a website called Total Beauty. And the actual tweet was, "We had no idea at Oprah was hashtag tatted and we love it, hashtag Oscars." And there's a picture of Whoopi Goldberg standing there.
Wow. I mean, it's easy to mistake her these days because she sure doesn't look... I mean, you have a hard time not recognizing her face.
Okay.
And the rest of her has changed.
You can't... Oprah and Whoopi do not
hard.
Look much alike.
No, I didn't confuse that stuff. All right, so there's that. The controversy about whether or not there were enough blacks and how about all the other... I've said, well, put women into this and let's put everybody into it and stop with this racial stuff and put everybody together. Brody's listening in Brownwood, Texas. Been on the air there a long time. Hi, Brody.
Hey, what's up? Comment on the what you were just alluding to with the Oscars. I think like, what, 12 people watched that? I mean, who cares? And second of all, what about the, you know, African Americans make up 17% of our population. What about the minorities who make up a bigger population who aren't reflected at all in the Oscars? Latino, maybe Asian, maybe the growing Indian. And I just wonder when I'm sitting here thinking, why are they not complaining? Where's their representation? I have one challenge, a challenge for you, Doug.
Yes.
I would ask you on a Saturday or when you're able to ride with a police officer, preferably of a different race other than white, so you can strip off the whatever taboo that is. And I'd like, because you're a good storyteller, I would like for your objective point of view from that perspective as a listener.
Let me back. I don't know why you want me to do that. I think that I've...
I'll tell you this, because you daily slam police officers.
No, I don't. That's not an accurate statement.
No, I listen to you every day.
I do, but I don't every day. I have my problems with the police, and I think that most people who are objective would. The other side of it is that I think, and I say this to people like you who think that, because that's what they hear me slamming people who are not supposed to be in a uniform versus those who are. I do have plenty of good things to say, but most of the time it gets lost because people are blinded. Let me tell you my story about riding with the police in Palm Beach. I used to do mornings there a long time ago in the mid-80s. I remember for a week straight, I did mornings, and so I would go out at night. There were a couple of police officers that I actually became friends with, and they would call me most every day with whatever their stories were. We had a police blotter sort of a thing every morning about 7:45, as I remember, and there were stories that went on 5, 6, 7 minutes every day. These fellas took me around, you know, Palm Beach County. When you think Palm Beach, you think the island, you think all of the people that have these 8, 10, 12, 14 million dollar houses, people who are well padded and fed. But if you go across the bridge to Riviera Beach, if you go to Lake Worth, if you go up and down, not to Jupiter anymore, it used to be, but Jupiter has now become the sort of nouveau riche place. But there are four or five communities that are right along the 95 corridor that are away from the ocean and the inland waterway. And you can see some of the seediest, most horrible stuff that you could possibly imagine. And I spent, I remember one night, we were out for like 4.5 hours, then get back to midnight. I mean, this stuff is like with me like it was yesterday, Bertie, and it was 30 years ago. This one fellow whose name was Duke, he was a sergeant at the time, and the lady that was with him, whose name was Catherine, I don't remember what her rank was, but they would tell me stories about going out to arrest prostitutes and drug traffickers, and they'd take me into neighborhoods that looked like they were dangerous as all get out, you know, like you see in the movies. This one movie that did well over the weekend, I forget the name of it, 999, I think it's called, or something like that, about dangerous places in Atlanta. Every big city has these really dangerous places that are built around the drug culture, and the police put their lives on the line every single day that they go into these places. These people taught me a couple of different things about the police, Brody. One of them was to respect the danger that's there for people who actually go in and do this sort of work, which is not every policeman. Not every policeman is qualified, nor has the right mental approach to dealing with these people. But the other thing was how bad the court system is. These people would tell me they'd know the prostitutes by their first names. And every once in a while, they'd bring the same woman or man, because there's a lot of male prostitution in Palm Beach, and or the drug traffickers, put them in the car, and they'd bring them down to jail. They'd put them in jail. They'd process them. They'd go to court the next day. They'd be released, and they'd go right back to where they were, doing the same thing over and over and over again. So in that point, I understood at the end of that week when I spent all that time with them how frustrating it has to be to do this, to put your heart and soul into it, and to put your life on the line, because some of this drug stuff is pretty dangerous stuff. And then to have it go for naught because the judges are all wimps, or they see things differently, or the prosecutors see things differently, or they got a good lawyer, whatever it is. The system is very broken. And part of
I understand that you're bringing it back to a broken system, and you're talking about 30 years ago.
Well, I think the same sort of things happen.
The use of force continuum to technology is night and day. I mean, you're showing how poorly educated you are on law enforcement during modern times, just based on the fact that you said 30 years ago.
No, I'm not. I'm giving you that example. I could certainly do it. I have, as a matter of fact, I talked to a policeman in the yard yesterday at my farm who comes to visit me every Sunday when I'm on the farm, telling me about things that are going on in the police department here. And basically, this guy's been in the police force for 30 some odd years.
Did he tell you about the abuse that we take?
He didn't tell me about it depends. Let me back up there for a second. Let's talk about the woman who was killed in the line of duty. I believe it was in Virginia, Richie, not far from you, 30, 40 miles south of Washington.
Unbelievable story.
This woman who was on the job for the first time. She'd been on the force, then she went away, and she came back again.
Let's talk about my friend that gets his head blown off. I mean, what you're talking about, one example? I mean,
well,
less than 1% of every officer will ever commit anything close to
not suggesting, but why should there be anybody, Brody, who's out there in these difficult situations?
I had to prompt you to tell this story.
You had what?
I had to prompt you just to tell a story from 30 years ago that you dug out of your mind.
Because this is a program about my experiences and my feelings. You have your experiences and you have your bias.
I'm in law enforcement to go ride with somebody, don't take it from 30 years ago. Do it now.
I'd be happy to if I find somebody. I was just telling you the story about the policeman that I know and our discussions of what happens here in the town where I live. I happen to be a town meeting member. I talk to police all the time about their issues. It doesn't mean that all of them are good or all of them are bad, and you would never, ever hear me say that all of them are bad or that they were all good. But the problem is we get a lot of whitewashing done of police who ought not to be. What I usually am on, and I'm glad you call me on this because I think it helps me to explain what I'm trying to bring forth when I have these stories. The essence of what I have in my own experience, my roundhouse of experience, is being treated badly by police when I was arrested once for something I should never have been arrested. The mistakes that were made were amazing. But I take myself even out of that. I have experience based on what I've seen and heard from other people. My best friend in high school was the guy who eventually became the police chief. Richie remembers the conversations we had with him about what's going on. He's one of the most progressive police officers in the country. He's run some of the most problematic police forces in the on the East Coast. New Haven, Connecticut is where he is now. But he ran a police force in New York State. He's been around and he's seen a lot of stuff. And he's told me about the problems that he's had trying to get rid of police that ought not to be there. There's this whole business about education. And you hear me say, let's have better police, better educated, better paid, and fewer of them. Instead of just throwing numbers, like when Bill Clinton made a big deal out of, we're going to put 100,000 more police officers on the street. That doesn't do any good unless they're well-trained and prepared for the things that you're talking about that are current, the now problems that they have, versus what was the problem 10 years ago, 20 years ago, oh yes, even 30 years ago. You're right. So I'll do my best to, I mean, I have, this guy would take me out, who comes to visit me. I have a lot of policemen that come visit me, actually, on the farm. And that's where I get some of my stories, frankly, about what's going on in this town, because we don't have a great police force here. We haven't had great leadership since my friend got out of the force. He was run out of town by the town manager because the town manager couldn't control him. There are all those things. They're all the politics. And I'm sure you confront politics in your job in Brownwood as well. So anyway, I know that you feel strongly about it, and I'm glad that you listen to the program, and I'm glad you call me on it, because it does always give me a chance to think a little bit more about it, and I appreciate the fact that you say I'm a good storyteller. I do think I am a good storyteller, so I'll see if I can find some more stories to tell about the police so you won't think what really isn't true, but comes across that way, because Richie calls me on all the time, and Jennifer and I. Yep. I think the worst conversations we have on the air are the ones where Jennifer and Rich call me to task because they think that every time I talk about the police, I talk about them negatively. I think that there are, as I say, plenty of good stories, and I think I tell
the
stories.
Okay, so let me throw this out. You talked about how Trump didn't answer the question about the KKK and it made him look bad.
Yeah.
I would say if we all hear something, then maybe there is something when you deliver some story about the police. Maybe there is a little something. Maybe you should take the guy up on the challenge. I think it's not a bad idea.
I didn't say
ride
I would.
Ride with the police
that.
Car.
I
ride
just
the
said
car.
That.
That'd be fun.
Were you listening to what I just said? I get you to ride with my brother.
Yeah, that'd be
a
good idea.
That's a good idea. That's
school.
Awesome.
You will run out of that neighborhood so fast.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Yeah. No, I'm not doubting that at all. Who wants to be in that neighborhood?
Yeah, not me.
But anyway, but...
Been there.
The number one movie is that awful Deadpool, but I think the number two or number three movie this weekend was about police and corruption in Atlanta, the 999 thing, which is quite an interesting story. Anyway, that was good. I have no problem with that, but I also want people to hear the other side of it because people are way too sensitive, and I often think methinks thou dost protest too much if there is something. I'm sure there are good police, mostly on the Brownville force. I'm sure there are a few bad ones that ought not be there, and I think it's such a difficult job and such an important position, there ought not to be any bad ones. 49 past the hour here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
In the world of mobile, the buzzword is modular. Tech expert Katie Linendahl says the hottest new smartphones will change the way we live our lives.
It's amazing how much we use our smartphone for these days. And now say hello to something you're going to love, the LG G5. It works with these amazing new modular companion devices called LG Friends. There is a snap-on camera with a DSLR type grip. There's a 360-degree VR camera and VR goggles. Plus, for the audio lovers, you can also have an audio module that you can pop right in and use with your PC as well. Plus, you can pop the batteries in and out too, so you never have to be searching for an outlet.
And when you're away?
And very cool, LG's got this round rolling bot. This guy can be controlled remotely with the G5 as a remote controller. So you can see a live stream of what's going on and take photos and videos. Plus, you can also put it into pet mode, so you can play with your favorite four-legged creatures by emitting a dancing laser.
Look for the LG G5 in early spring.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Well, 53 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tech Talk time now. Greg Steben, who is the men's health tech editor. Can I say that in one sentence? Well, yes, I did. I just did. It's time for us to delve into the important things that are going on, like that new iPhone that Richie was talking about. We'll have that story and a number of other things that affect us technologically in a moment here on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's get going here with Greg. New iPhone out sometime around the equinox, right? Isn't that springtime? They call it the equinox is in the springtime and the...
Or March 17th.
You're really testing me here this morning.
Really? Oh, that's a good thing. I like that. Anyway, the report I said...
When is the equinox?
March 21st. The beginning of spring is March 21st. And that's when I saw this was supposed to be released. So why do we need another iPhone? Why do we need another iPad?
Oh, my God, listen to you.
Doug. Everybody needs a new iPhone.
Really? I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
Not me.
I mean, now that you know it's the most secure device on the face of the planet and even the full power of the United States government cannot crack it, doesn't it make you want to have a new iPhone?
No. My flip phone's fine, thanks very much.
But your flip phone, a 12-year-old can hack.
I don't have anything on it to hack. What is on my iPhone?
Oh, you don't like that argument, though. Remember, you don't like that argument.
What argument?
I bet you do have things on there to hack. Do you ever use it to text?
Yeah, once in a while I text to...
You ever text naughty pictures to your lady?
No, thanks.
Oh, my gosh. The pictures on that phone are not worth sending, I'm sure.
Can I tell you something? If I were to do that, she wouldn't be my lady any longer.
She was laughing.
I thought you had a smartphone.
I do have a smartphone. I use it I listen to meditations on it. I use it for directions. When I was in Denver last week, it was wonderful. It helped me find my way all around. I found it very reliable. I like that usage of it. I don't use it for email. What else do I use it for? I use it for utility sort of things, but I don't.
Is it actually a phone, though? Can you make phone calls?
Oh,
on
sure.
It?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've made phone calls. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
And is that an Android phone or an
Yes.
Apple phone?
No, it's an Android.
Hey, Greg, why are we wasting so much time on the one freak in the country who doesn't care about anything technological? For the masses, what's going on with the new iPhone release?
Well, first of all, it seems like I say this, you know, many, many times a year. This is all a rumor, and the rumor is that the phone will be announced within a few days and will come out on, as Doug said, the equinox, which I think is the day before the whole court thing happens.
Correct.
Between the FBI and Apple. Yeah.
Questionable timing.
So you could think about. So obviously, when you're making devices like iPhones, you can't just decide tomorrow we're going to launch.
That's what I wanted, right? Yeah.
Better and tested and all that.
Yeah.
But the timing is very interesting.
Mm. All right, Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, says that it has begun at Facebook rolling out its live video feature to devices powered by Android mobile software. Is this in order to keep relevant? Because Facebook seems to be losing its... the lady who advises me on my technology says Facebook is becoming passé, kind of like MySpace. Good Lord.
Well, I wouldn't write Facebook off that fast.
No.
I think we have seen over its short history that there is sort of an ebb and flow, and then new features come, or even new forms of social media, and people run to the new forms of social media, but end up including Facebook in their lives or coming back to Facebook. So I wouldn't write it off, and I would say that live video is certainly something it needs to do to stay relevant. In the world of Facebook, what they want is for you to never leave Facebook again.
Right.
I think they would like you to never even
be married to it.
Another browser window.
Yeah, right. Okay. So there's that. I noticed that Facebook has launched a video birthday message option. How popular will that be, do you think?
I think with certain ages that will become a huge thing. That, you know, birthdays are inevitable. Somebody's having
I've
a birthday
heard that.
Every day. So
maybe
that's
the alternative.
Right.
Obviously,
happy
I'm
birthday
crazy
to you. Happy birthday to Greg Stebbin on Tech Time here on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.